Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Andrea Tucker from BaltimoreGlutenFree.com with your gluten-free news you can use. You may remember a flash briefing a few weeks ago where I reported on the Nexvax2 vaccine, which was a vaccine to treat celiac disease. That trial was in its phase 2 stage, and unfortunately, it's been discontinued. It was confusing to me because in the flash briefing a few weeks ago, I mentioned that at Digestive Disease Week, which was just in May, the makers and investigators at ImmuSanity, who are the creators of Nexvax2, reported that phase 1 trial had been really effective. It had shown it had induced tolerance of even high doses of gluten peptides in celiac disease patients. That was a small 7-week study that was described at Digestive Disease Week. This interim analysis in the phase 2 study revealed the lack of statistically meaningful protection from gluten exposure as compared to a placebo. Because of that, the company decided to discontinue the study. Representatives at ImmuSanity said, quote, "While we did not achieve the desired outcome, we believe the study will generate valuable data that will help inform the field on improving treatment for patients with celiac disease." And while it's very disappointing to hear that this has been discontinued, it is true that this all contributes to the greater understanding and hopefully will further some of the other research that is in the pipeline now. If you want to hear about other research going on related to celiac disease, head over to beyondceliac.org. My family and I just returned from a great trip to Colorado. There was some beautiful scenery and we really had fun, as well as did some great gluten-free eating. Head over to Baltimore Gluten Free on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see all the pictures and get the details. Thanks for joining me here today. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.